Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
Look at us go, recording so close together.
Wow.
Making sure the podcast comes out on time. Incredible.
Couldn't listen. We're making moves, okay? Because next week, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Is our 1 year anniversary.
Yes, it is our 52nd episode of Mess Magnets next week. I do think because we missed 1 week that is technically like the 1 year. Oops. But
happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year to Mess Magnets. But like we haven't had 52 episodes yet. So next week will be our 52nd episode. And then it's like the 1 year. And I think that we've got some very fun stuff planned for that that we'll talk about maybe at the end of the show to get people ready. And it's going to be great.
I know. I'm ready.
I'm so excited. I am going to be away from my usual setup this week. So Sasha was very kind to record early with me. So that means we do not have the update on the report of new ratings and reviews.
Yeah.
Let me see if a new review went in actually just in case, but
I think I looked. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, we have not gotten any new ones yet, and that's okay. But please come on, hit us with those 5-star ratings and reviews. It makes us feel so good.
Yeah.
And we love it.
Help us out. Okay. We're 3 away from 320.
So come on. Let's get there. Let's get there. We can do
it. We can do it.
The other thing is that we do now officially have UMass crew neck sweatshirts are available. They are at robhaswebsite.com/shop. And they are super cute. It's the same design as the t-shirts, but on a great crew neck sweatshirt if you want to go the full Princess Diana with your bike shorts and crew neck. It is there. I am so excited. I have ordered mine in royal blue.
I think that's what mine is too, or black. I can't remember. One of those.
It's coming in. I'm getting it oversized. I'm going to wear it with my bike shorts.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. We have to do a whole photo shoot.
I'm like, literally, I'll get Josh to like do a whole set and we'll film some stuff
here. I love this. Oh my God.
But yeah, so that is very exciting and we are feeling good about that. I guess the other housekeeping up top, please submit your anonymous to us at tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We are always looking for mess and we have slowed down on receiving mess. We have some in the chamber, but I always like want more, you know?
Correct.
So if everyone could do that, that would be great. And also follow Mess Magnets everywhere on social media. We're on TikTok, mess.magnets. We're on Twitter, Mess Magnets. A dream.
Also, you should be following us this week because for the 1 year, what we got going on, we will be needing your help. And social media is where we're going to go get this help.
Yes, exactly. So please go follow us there. But I guess that is all the housekeeping and we might as well just jump right into it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So last week, Sasha taught me about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And this week, it's my turn to once again talk Taylor Swift with Sasha and give her a little bit more information. So
I know I call this a deep dive and Kirsten said no, this is just us understanding what's going on.
I was like, this is actually not a deep dive. And if you want a deep dive, actually, you should go listen to the What I Will Say podcast. Cam like knows everything. She knows Taylor Swift more than anyone else in the world. She has the master post on Tumblr, the Gaylor master post, about all of the Taylor Swift, Diana Agron, Carly Kloss of it all, and is just extremely knowledgeable. And I know that she and Fluently Forward, so Shannon, who was here a couple weeks ago, recorded an emergency podcast about what we're about to talk about, which I've not had time to listen to yet. So that will be a more researched, more information version of this. But the RHAP Mess Magnets audience, like, we're the people that we're giving you the intro. We're going to give you the highlights. We're going to get you on the same level as everybody else. And then you can go deep dive with what I will say.
Yes, because listen, like, we are see ourselves as the buffet. We're yes. not necessarily the one dish that exactly. you get. So, and that's why I think y'all love us. So if you, and we will always shout out the, you know, specific dishes, but yes. currently we're your buffet. So come get your taste, pick what you want out of your pop it. Culture and move.
Amazing. And it's all you can eat. So yes. get a big plate.
and share.
yes. Okay. So all of this started. The reason why we're talking Taylor Swift today is because yesterday, April 8th, 2023, it was announced that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn had broken up. It was announced by ET, People Magazine. Now there's articles in Rolling Stone. It's really everywhere. But there have not been any statements from Joe and Taylor themselves. So mm-hmm. all of this is alleged. And correct. Some of my personal opinions as well will be leaking in. So please, Taylor, do not sue me. I can't afford to pay you anything. So
so funny.
Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift. Ah, sorry, everybody. My God. So Joe Alwyn and
she's
Taylor
calling.
Swift.
She said alleged lies.
She said, excuse me. Excuse no. me. So Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn have been together since 2016. And they got together like right in the midst of all of the Kanye West, Taylor Swift, like famous music video stuff, the phone call with Kim Kardashian, all of that. It's like all around
yes.
the same time, right before she went into her Reputation era. And so they have been very, very private about their relationship over the years. They yeah. really try not to talk about it. And then there's a lyric on Midnights that's like, romance isn't dead if you keep it to yourself, like privacy sign on the door on your whole life. Like, it's like all about like, we keep this very private. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Joe Alwyn is, you are not alone. He is a man who is
he's a man.
British. He's a man.
He's just Ken. No, I'm just kidding.
No, literally, she is everything and he's just Ken.
Oh, God.
I couldn't say it better. I think we should make that the art for this podcast. So he is an actor. He is British. He's been in a couple of things. Like, he's not... like no one. I think he's really known for being in like Conversations with Friends, the limited series. He was in The Favorite, but he's never been like big famous for
yeah.
acting. Like he's like he acts, he works, he's got consistent work, but he's not that famous. And also he has been working consistently since 2016 when he got together with Taylor Swift.
Oh, tea.
So they met at the Met Gala, and it was when she was with Calvin Harris, and she met Joe Alwyn and Tom Hiddleston at that Met Gala. She dated Tom Hiddleston for the summer and then ended up getting together with Joe later on. So like,
well, she needed a rebound before she moved to the real thing.
And I know that I get a lot of flack for thinking everything is PR, but like Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift is, I think, the most obvious PR relationship I've ever seen. He was out there wearing shirts that say like I heart TS at her summer home. Like, it was weird. It was a weird situation. I'm nothing against Tom Hiddleston. I think he's great, but I just don't think they ever actually dated.
I just find this to be so funny because like this one, I do believe it just doesn't work. So, you know, it could be PR. I like yeah. it. But it's just, I think that maybe he's trolly enough to, you know, wear that shirt.
That is possible. I only recently, like within the last year, found out that there was anyone that thought that Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift were a real relationship. Like, mm-hmm. I thought we were all on the same page. We were all in agreement. And then I found out that we are not. So there's people that think it was real. I firmly believe that it was not real.
Agreed.
So anyways, back to the Joe and Taylor breakup. So there's a couple of factors that kind of feed into what people are saying that it makes sense that there's a breakup. So Joe has not been to any of the Eras Tour dates yet, Whereas on the Reputation tour, which was Taylor's last major tour before COVID, he was at opening night. He got a shout out on stage. It was like a whole big thing. Joe does have a few projects in pre-production and production right now. So he's going to be in Hamlet, and that's in pre-production. He's going to be in something called And, which is in post-production. And then Brideshead Revisited, a miniseries, is in development. So, like, I don't know what that means for his actual schedule and if he's available to go to tour or not.
Right.
But he's booked and busy. Maybe he can't make it, you know?
Listen, he's also a celebrity. Yeah, we might not know him in that way. But, you know, he got work. He got jobs.
We might not know him. And I love that. Yes. Like, the thing is, too, like, I've known about this relationship for a long time. Like, I've been a Taylor Swift fan for years. And if I see him, like, a picture of Joe Alwyn, it's truly the Keke Palmer meme. Like, sorry to this man. I could see him on the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Like, he is... I just would never.
Yeah, and I hope this isn't mean, but yeah, he just gives off very, like, basic white guy.
Like, just a guy.
Yeah.
It's like that TikTok audio where it's like, no, he's literally just a guy. Hit him with your car.
Oh, my God.
Well, like, don't hit anyone with your car, obviously.
No. Stop. No.
Okay, so back to the evidence of the breakup. So the Eras Tour is a, like, 3-hour and 40-minute set list. It has been very specific. There are two songs that switch every night because they're the acoustic ones. And there is a lot of, like, conspiracy about how the songs fit together as well. Like, and, like, people weren't picking up on it. So then she did White Horse and Cowboy Like Me together to be like, look, there's a theme, like, cowboys and horses, like, the songs do go together. And so then now people have been going back and looking at the bonus songs on each set list to be like, oh, wow, here's how they fit together. That kind of thing.
I just love Swifties. And I don't mean this in a shady way. I just, like, no. I love them because I think that at first they'll be like, Taylor, boo, we love you, but what are you doing? And then all of a sudden it'll be like, a genius, a master, you know? And that's why I love this fandom. Because for Beyonce, we're stupid and we'll just be like, no, she does no wrong. It all must make sense. Versus with Taylor, like, there is some, like, actual interaction.
Yes. And, like, Taylor, like, comments on things. Like, she was always really active on Tumblr, and now she's pretty active on TikTok. And it's like, actually, it's her. Like, it's not, like, her people that have it. Like, I don't think she has the password to her Twitter or her Instagram or anything like that. But she is on TikTok. Like, it's like a Selena Gomez situation where, like, she has her TikTok and that's really her. And she comments on things. She likes things. She gets kind of messy. And I love that about her.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the set list, she had been playing Invisible String every night. And Invisible String is the whole theme of the song, is it's about a love that was really meant to be, like, no matter what we both went through this whole time, what if there was this invisible string tying you to me and we were always going to be together kind of thing. So within the last week or two, she replaced that song, which is off of Folklore, released in 2020, with a different song from Folklore, The One, which is all about, like, but wouldn't it have been fun if you were the one? Like, we had a great time and you were not the one for me. But oh my God, what it could have been if you were the one for me. So people are saying that that was queuing up the breakup.
Oh.
Which I think is a little heavy-handed for Taylor, to be honest.
She doesn't feel shady in that way. No. And like, it's almost like she won't even acknowledge, right? Like, that, to me, that's more Taylor.
100%. And the other thing, too, is on Folklore, Invisible String is pretty far down the track list. And The One is the first song. Like, it's the leading song on the album. So, to me, playing The One makes more sense on tour anyways.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know what? That's what people are saying. But she did address this change at her Arlington concert. She said on stage, one thing we said about the Eras Tour, you think you can just go online, you think you can just scroll and know the set list. Let it be said about the Eras Tour, we're tricksy. That's what we are. And we enjoy a good, healthy set list hijinks, indicating that there's going to be more changes to the set list as the tour goes on.
I enjoyed that. I'm excited.
I think it's, she's performing for so long and it's such an incredible feat. Like, I can't believe it. I think it makes sense to change it up a little bit, but I do also think that I think they're filming every single night. And so mm-hmm. I think eventually a documentary is going to come out with her performing, like every single one of her songs will be in it.
Oh my God.
Which I think will be like, that's going to be amazing. I can't wait for that.
That would be wild. And I mean, well, also and I think, smart.
Yeah, I think that's why she's rotating so that she has it, because she also had, I think it was when she performed Death by a Thousand Cuts a mm-hmm. couple of, like a week or so ago, she messed up the bridge and was like, oh, I'm going to have to perform that one again. And so I think they need a clean cut of each one. I don't know how true that is. This is just what I'm seeing from the smarter Swifties than me, but like, wouldn't it be amazing? I would love to see it.
Yeah, if you're a Swiftie, let us know. What do you think about
please. This? Please share your Swiftie theories with us. I am always interested 100% of the time, even if it's unhinged.
Correct. We spread misinformation all the time. Me last week. So it's correct.
It's fine. So the other thing people are pointing to. So on the Eras Tour, she starts with singing her songs from Lover, which is the album that came out in 2019. And she was supposed to have Lover Fest in 2020, but obviously COVID shut that down. So this is her first time performing songs off of Lover in concert. And the backdrop for Lover is that this giant house. And it's like, this is the Lover house. Like, this is the house we built, all of that. And when she finishes singing the Lover songs, she starts singing the song Bad Blood. And the image behind her is the house on fire.
Oh, shit.
And so people are saying, oh, is that a hint at the breakup too? But I feel like Taylor doesn't talk about this stuff, but she also does put it into her art. So I think it's 100% possible.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I feel that she will talk about it, right? Like, it's known that she will call her exes out for whatever, or, you know, but yeah. I don't know that she does it right away. That's why. Is the question that they've been broken up for a little bit and she's had the time to do this.
Everything is saying it's been at least a couple, but it's also like a tour like that takes so long to create. Yeah.
And I don't know that I would just like be like, let me just be a little shady right here.
And the other thing too, is like, if you listen to Midnight's, the first track is Lavender Haze, which is all about, and so Lavender Haze is about like people's expectations of her mm-hmm. to be like, she's in love, but like, you know, people think things of her. And then there's a song Midnight Rain, which is about, you know, people looking for a wife, but she's building her name. And like, Taylor Swift is only like 33. She's still really young. Yeah. And she has a lot of career ahead of her. So I think that it's also just poking at the people who define her by her relationships.
Yeah. As well. I agree.
The other thing that kind of underpins all of this for me is we need to put on our tinfoil hats for just a moment here.
I love this.
My favorite. There has been a long-running theory that Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift have been a public relations relationship this whole time.
Yeah.
So she's at the point where her reputation is horrible after the Kanye West and all of that. People don't like her. And she gets into a steady, quiet, private relationship with like the human equivalent of white bread that nobody has any like bad thoughts about or bad feelings about. He comes from, you know, a family with money. He wants to get into acting. Mm. She has influence in pop culture. They can really help each other out here. And people also think that it was an arrangement that they would be together until she helped him get the Grammy portion of an EGOT, which she did do. On Folklore, he is credited with co-writing the songs Exile and Betty. And originally his name was listed in the album art as William Bowery. But on the Folklore Long Pond sessions on Disney Plus / maybe Hulu in America, mm-hmm. not sure, she exposes like, oh, well, you know who William Bowery is. It's Joe. And Jack Antonoff is kind of like the other two people kind of have a weird reaction. So people have been analyzing that for years.
Oh, that's so interesting. Because I wonder if they had a weird reaction because they were like, we know, but we can't say.
Yeah, well, that's like, this is a setup. It just was kind of weird. And so when they submitted Folklore to the Grammys, mm-hmm. initially it was submitted with the writing credit under William Bowery, but they changed it to Joe Alwyn after it had already been submitted. And then when Folklore won, Joe Alwyn now has a Grammy. And so that is kind of like the big conspiracy theory that underpins a lot of this.
That's crazy.
And as well, so I think it makes a ton of sense because so he has the two songs on Folklore. People were sussy about this when it came out.
This is now so juicy.
Also credited on all these songs on Evermore, which is the sister album that came out like less than a year later than Folklore. Right. And so now there's been sufficient time from that that I think that it's like, okay, well, we've put that to rest and now we can move on to this next thing. Although he is credited on Midnights as well. So like, I don't know how much of it, but
this is wild.
It's really wild because Taylor will talk about it in interviews like, oh yeah, I came out and he was just like playing the piano and it was like the fully formed intro to this song where we've never heard about Joe Alwyn doing music before. Ever.
That was going to be my next question because I was like, we're seeing all these acting credits. Now he's a music, you know, of savant.
Yeah, but only co-writing on Taylor's music, not with anything else. Like,
but it's that part of their like arrangement? It's like, you're actually really great, but you can only write for me. But I got you on the Grammy.
See, I think it's that he's not actually doing it.
Well, yeah.
And they're actually, just giving him the credit. And that's why he can't work with anybody else. So that is like a big, big, big like conspiracy theory part of all of this that I've been thinking about a lot. The other thing is like people are online like devastated talking about the songs from Lover and Reputation and like other songs as well being like, mm-hmm. how could they break up? She wrote these songs, blah, blah, blah. But there is also a lot of evidence to indicate that the muse for the Reputation and Lover songs is actually Carly Kloss, not Joe Alwyn. There is a lot of evidence out there that Carly and Taylor may have dated. And I know what you're thinking. It's kind of icky to speculate about someone's sexuality. And I do agree in general. However, Taylor Swift in the music video for Me and in You Need to Calm Down, she literally put herself in the middle of a gay pride parade. And so if she's doing that, she's either A, queer and not ready mm-hmm. to say anything, or B, like literally the devil. So I'm choosing the more charitable option.
Correct.
But maybe she's queer. There's also like, go to the master post. Cam, from what I will say, can give you all the tea to get you on board with this. But I do fully believe that. So there's lots of lyrical evidence online as well of people looking at like, here's the songs from Lover and Reputation. And here's the other lyrics that kind of go with that to show that like that muse has kind of already been put to rest. So
wow.
I don't know. I didn't know that anyone cared about Joe Alwyn until I saw people upset that they broke up online.
Oh my God. Yeah. The amount of tweets that like they invented love. And I was like, we've never heard of him.
Like, no, they did not invent love. Like, he taught her how to have privacy, which I think is really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that she's better off for it. And I don't know if they ever had anything real or what. Like, they definitely must get along. Like, they were together all through COVID, like, quarantining and stuff. So, like.
But I mean, when you're rich, right?
Yeah, I'm like, sure they don't
you
hate
can just
together.
Show up. Yeah.
That's true. That is
and then
true.
Leave.
There is also, I saw some tweets, but they are not corroborated by like anything. And I don't know when the actual picture is from, but there's some pictures of Joe and Taylor online and people are saying that she's actually with him for Easter right now. Which I don't know if that's true or not, but I want to present that some people are tweeting it. I do not know if it's legitimate.
Me when I spread misinformation. No, I'm just kidding.
Literally. But so there's also a little bit more Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've talked a lot about the Speak Now Taylor's version.
Yeah.
People really think it's coming. I personally, there's a couple of theories. One theory is that it won't get dropped until October because then it won't be in Grammy contention with Midnight.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, you said this last week. Yeah,
I'm and with then it. The other theory is that she's actually going to drop all of her versions all at once so that she could be the first person to have all 100 songs in the Billboard Top 100, which would
can
be
you
like,
imagine
it would be like historic, right?
I would good if this is correct and possible. I love it. I have to say.
Like, it's not a bad theory.
No,
but there's a lot of theories out there about like which Taylor's version she'll release. Like, if the original already won album of the year, mm-hmm. she doesn't mind releasing it in like off cycle and not submitting it to the Grammys because it already won. But if it didn't win album of the year, she wants to be able to submit it for consideration so that it could win. She's always thinking. Like, she is always thinking.
Listen, and her team. That's what I was gonna say. Her team works hard, and as they should. Like, she has sustained a career for so long.
And literally, she's so young, and she's still sustained a career. Yeah. Like, it is wild. But so, there are photos and a lot of submissions to Dumois, which I know is not, like, the most credible blind item source. But it does appear that Taylor is in Liverpool this weekend filming a music video.
Interesting.
The set pieces for where she's filming look the same as components that were used on the set for her Speak Now tour, which is why people are really thinking it's Speak Now. Mm-hmm. As well, in the last week, a clip of the song Enchanted off of Speak Now was on the video posted by a backup dancer on the Eras tour. And it was clearly not the recorded version of Enchanted. It was definitely a more mature Taylor. It could have just been her singing on tour. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean it's Taylor's version, but that got posted and then the video was taken down, so that also caused a lot of controversy. The other thing is maybe she'll release Speak Now because she wants to divert from all the breakup allegations and rumors.
That's another thing I see from Taylor, right? Like, she's really good about being like, here's now another new big thing I've done so that you move the way I want you to move.
Like, here, actually look over here. Do not look over there. So I love that for her.
And she does it with ease. Like, it doesn't feel like, you know how the Kardashians make it so obvious? I don't know that Taylor sometimes it's so obvious. Like, it's very much like,
I think
we've been dropping hints.
100%. Because, I think with the Kardashians, it's a lot of like, okay, they released something. What are they hiding? They must have done something horrible. And with Taylor, it's like, ooh, but what do all of these cryptic posts mean? Has she been telling us all along? And like, in general, like, Taylor Swift has never done anything like horrible, right?
No.
Like, you can say what you want about her. You don't have to love her. You don't have to be a Swiftie. But like, there's never been news coming out of her like photoshopping or like lying about surgery, or there's never been any like cloud crush at her concerts. Like,
yes,
she doesn't really have any like actual controversies. People talk shit about her for dating, and it's like, yeah, she was a teenager and in her early 20s she went on dates. Like, oh no, sue her. Like, actually, can we talk about the freaking old men that were dating her? They're the ones that are in the wrong.
No, and not only that, it's like, imagine if us dating in our 20s was up on the world to see. I'd be laughed out of this world.
Oh, man. The less that I talk about my early 20s, the better, right?
Correct.
Like, it's just everybody like lives their lives, and she has just lived hers in front of the public eye, which is going to contribute to some bad stuff. But I don't know. Regardless of what happens, I hope she's doing well. And I'm excited to see the rest of this tour. And once again, if any messengers have a lead on an affordable Eras ticket for me, I'd love to know. I'll go to the concert with you. That's fine.
Yeah, help her out.
It'll be fun. But that is the current
Taylor
Swift team.
In your with a messenger to, and then have all your new conspiracy theories because now you've seen the tour in person.
I need to see it. It's the way I was like, oh, I can't afford to go. Like, oh, concerts is so much money. She hasn't announced any Canadian dates. Like, I'm not even going to try to get the pre-sale. And everyone was in the trenches. And I was like, look at me. I avoided all that drama. I'm so good with my money. And now I'm seeing like my whole TikTok is pretty much Taylor Swift tour videos. And I'm just like, I want to be there. It's not right.
Listen, that's why I bit the bullet and I bought the Renaissance tour because I was like, let me not be broke.
That's why I'm
mega broke, rather, I should say.
Smarter than me. Can I say also, speaking of Renaissance, which yes. is an incredible album that I love, mm-hmm. I had my Spotify Smart Shuffle on the other day, mm-hmm. and it played the song Metamorphosis by Hilary Duff, yeah. and then it went straight into Cuff It, and I don't think I've ever been more amped up in my entire life. It just like
I love
so
that.
Well. It works so well. If anybody wants to try, listen to Metamorphosis. Then listen to Cuff It and just it will bring your mood up.
You
will
You're welcome.
At your desk.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Like, so, what a random combination.
That's what I mean. God, yeah.
It worked so well.
You could be like a music, you know, like a hipster, or you're like, no, I discovered this first.
No, Spotify Smart Shuffle did this and I loved it. And now I think both of those songs have more of a rotation on my playlist because
and
I'm
we're
just,
good
like,
sharers. Vibing. So we will tell you.
Obviously. Listen. Obviously. Should we jump into some quick bites?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, first of all, for leading us through this. Because, again, I love a good conspiracy theory. So whatever will take us there, I'm there. That's all.
I knew you'd be on board. I knew you'd be on board.
Oh, my God. But anyway, so I needed to bring this. This is a bigger story, Kirsten, for quick bites. So we'll talk about that quickly for Kanye West or Ye.
Yes. Or Ye if you don't know how to read.
Okay. Leah Michelle. Oh my God. But anyway, so I found this, or you sent this to me, right?
Yeah.
And the biggest headline, which I will say, like, I knew about the sushi piece of this
yes.
one. But anyway, so folks, Kanye West ran, in case you didn't know, or Ye, sorry, let's not like misname him. Ye ran a private Christian school called Donda, which is named after his mom. Anyway, and you know, it's known for having like peculiar rules, the way people
yes.
dress. All of that, right?
Well, and it got like shut down because it was like, what are we doing here?
Correct. And we knew about this, that it being shut down. So that's why we were just like, okay, like it is what it is, blah, blah, blah. And we're like going through all of it, right? And we talked about a good amount of it, but now he's being sued by two former teachers, Cecilia Haley and Chikari Byers. I hope that's how you say your name. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Painted, you know, almost a kind of disturbing picture of what happened at Donda Academy. And the biggest headlines is that he was afraid of stairs.
Yes. So funny. The other thing too, just to clarify yes. as well, the lawsuit is for wrongful termination.
Yeah,
and their theory or their side's theory is that they were fired in retaliation for complaining about things mm-hmm. at the school. So just to set the stage, that is why they're like airing all of the dirty laundry too. Because it's like, look at all these bad things. And then we complained and we were fired.
Yeah. And, you know, whistleblowers have protection
yes.
In most states. I mean, I'm sure California definitely has it. So, but they weren't whistleblowing. I guess it's after, but still, it's weird. So with all of this, basically what they're saying is school doors were always locked from the outside. Lunches were always sushi. No forks. Oh my God. No other utensils were allowed. Students had to sit on the floor during lunch. No cleaning services or school nurses were employed, which I feel like it is not legal.
Yes. And it's also that the teachers there did not have to have the like
certification,
first aid certifications or like requirements that like teach, like they didn't have basic life support certification or mandatory reporting training, which is legal through like the Department of Education states that they must have that in order to be a school, which is a big reason why it was shut down.
Yeah. It's weird and it makes no sense. And these two were also the only two Black teachers at the school, which is adding a whole nother layer, right? Because they feel like they're tired of the rhetoric of being Black women who are competent and, you know, seen as aggressive because they're speaking out. And that's not right and fair. And in these moments definitely happens.
Yes. And like, they didn't have any tables or chairs. Like, it's not just eating on the floor at lunch. Like, in classrooms, the children had to sit on the floor. They weren't allowed to go outside for recess.
Mm-hmm.
They were locked in. No janitorial staff. It's not right.
God. And it's just, it's bizarre because I think there are some Asian cultures, right? That, like, I think Japanese folks sit on the floor on the table and eat with pillows. And like, it's not just random.
That's not like sitting on the floor is not necessarily like a bad thing.
Yeah. Or an issue. But I think it's just when it's like bastardized, right? And taken from cultures that do it for like digestion and, you know, like it's like science behind this stuff. And then it's taken and it's just like, all of this, like, what are y'all doing? And of course, he's bad at running the school because turns out their paychecks would often be short, like $1,800 or $2,700 per pay period, which is crazy.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's obviously like we said, he was enabling all of this horrible stuff, which I'm assuming he has a bunch of yes men around him. So he's just like making all these decisions and folks aren't being like, hey, according to educational standards, this doesn't work.
Well, and like based on everything we know about Ye, like it doesn't like he's going to do what he wants. He's not going to listen to other people.
Yeah. And then there are also a few like unusual things. So no crossword puzzles or coloring sheets were allowed, which is like these are kids not like doing
elementary school kids.
Yeah. Then there were this is the real kicker, everyone. There were no classes on the second floor because he was afraid of stairs. Yay is afraid of stairs.
Like, not to like minimize someone's phobias or whatever. No, like I have lots of
a real phobia. Like, I looked it up.
Yeah, I have lots of like dumb fears, but the difference is like I know they're dumb. So I don't let them limit me from my life. Like, oh, I might see a spider and you know what? I'm going to be okay, even though I'll be scared.
Correct.
I'll have to cross a bridge, even though I don't like it. You know?
Yeah, like I'm really scared of dogs, even though I love them from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's fair. A phobia. It is what it is. What can I do? Anyway, so it's just and the phobia forever. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just it's all of this together is bizarre, but it's called bathymophobia, which is a fear of stairs. And you may be afraid of falling down a stairs or a steep incline. So, you know, it's a thing. Everything is a blank phobia. But it's just, I think, for all of that to be put on kids is a lot.
Yeah. It's like, not everyone is qualified to have a school. And that's okay. Maybe do the things that you are good at, like selling sneakers and making music.
And not being anti-Semitic. But anyway.
Well, he's not good at that. He's not good at that one.
Oh, my God.
But he should try it. He should really try it out.
Yeah, one day. You know, but he watched 21 Jump Street. So he loves Jews now. He's like, God,
just keep him away from 22 Jump Street.
Sorry. Let me not curse. Sorry. Anyway. So students were, you know, like we said, all the forks, like they weren't allowed to use forks, but all the cups and bowls were required to be gray, which is like, what in the Instagram influencer mess is this, right? And we know that him and Kim really started this.
Yeah. The sad palette,
and
children.
I want to fight everyone.
It's literally bad for children to not see bright colors when they're young. Like, it helps your eyes develop.
Yeah, and no color or artwork was allowed in the classrooms. What are these parents doing sending your kids to this ACE family? And the students were required to wear black head to toe, which, you know, is Ye's designed apparel. And brands like Nike and Adidas were prohibited, which I'm sure these influencer parents were in hell. Not wearing all of this. And it's just, it's so weird because they did have like foam cushions or they could stand because Ye didn't allow chairs. And the teachers also, they got a stool though. So that's nice.
Oh, yeah. What a treat for the teachers. You get a stool and maybe you'll get your paycheck, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. And then buyers did say like it's such a huge honor and privilege to work at Donda Academy. I'm a huge Ye fan and I still enjoy his music and I'll never deny his talent. Okay. But while his vision for the school sounds great on paper, it's pure chaos and mutiny, like, you know, mental hospital run by patients, which again, since I am, this is alleged, this is just my opinion, but his mom passed away, like I feel like that was a break in his, you know, life, and I do think that
the like losing a parent is a very difficult thing. It's something that, you know, most people are going to go through because in general parents will pass before the children, and you know, I have a dead mom too, and it was definitely, the immediate aftermath was really hard. I feel like you definitely, anger is like a very common thing. Lashing out is a very common thing. But you know what? People actually lose a mom every day and don't go down the path that he went down as well. So it's like important to recognize the impact that can have on a person. But there's a certain point where you can't use that as an excuse anymore.
Thank you.
And I'm saying that as someone with a dead mom. So if you want to fight me, anyone listening, please feel free.
No, we're listen, everyone. It's not the Pain Olympics, right? Like, we're not playing that game. So no, do not fight her on this.
It's fine. You, I mean, if they want to, like, that's fine. But I think that people that have lost a parent can connect on that. I think that's a very common thread. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're dealing with grief, it comes in wild ways. And he just, you know, he just doesn't have the right support around him.
But he does not have the support he needs.
And he's a shit person. Both can be true.
100%.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking, that's the like Donda Academy stuff. And if there's more stuff, we'll obviously talk about it. But, you know, going from one, like losing one parent to now someone becoming a parent, there's a lot of like Love is Blind stuff that happened this week. So, you know, I will say go check out Asia and Mary over on the Wrap Ups feed to talk about all of this. Like they'll, I'm sure, get into like this season's mess. So I don't want to like, you know, they will do a better job. So go listen to them whenever their podcast comes, or their podcast, will already be out. What I did want to bring up is Bart Tees from Love is Blind 3 and what was it?
Perfect Match, which I covered with Asia and Jason.
Yeah. Is a dad.
And we do not know who the mother of this child is.
We do.
Do we?
Yes. So this article I shared didn't, but then I found a TikTok. So, but quick facts is that he is a dad. The baby's name is Aiden. He posted it on his Instagram, you know, whatever. Yeah. Doing it, all of it. Right. So then Kirsten, I saw this Instagram and this lady was basically like, not Instagram, sorry, this TikTok. And it basically, this woman was like, okay, I did some digging. So she ended up kind of finding out her Instagram handle, which is now changed, obviously. But she posted that Instagram handle into TikTok. And she found all the TikToks. So this woman here, this is like the tea on it. So this woman was posting that, how did I not know I was pregnant? And it was a picture of her like not pregnant and the picture of her at 5 months. And she looks the same.
Wow.
Like no belly. So, which again, if you're young, you know, or not, but like, you know, your body is different.
No, it's like
in your early 20s.
Like, I mean, and even just like bodies are weird. Like, there's also a whole TV show on TLC about people who didn't know they were pregnant. Like,
correct.
It happens. Like, people will go to the hospital thinking their appendix burst and then leave with a baby and they did not know they were pregnant. Like, it happens. It's wild.
Yeah. And you know, and it could be, again, many reasons. So it was on the Love is Blind subreddit. Yeah, that's how the folks like had found the name. And I'm sending it to you, Kirsten, on Twitter, yes, just so you have the TikTok.
Thank you.
But anyway, yeah. So it turns out, sorry, it was on the Love is Blind subreddit that somebody posted the full name and Instagram handle. And then, you know, obviously everything got taken off of Instagram. So then, yeah, this lady, right, goes up to... It goes on to TikTok, found all these TikToks. And then it looks like she also said that if the baby was born in December, you know, allegedly, then the conception date is around April, like 3rd to 7th. And then maybe they had sex like March 31st. You know, this is like she put it all into a calendar.
That's and, so much.
Yeah. And it gave you all of this info. So then after that, she was like, okay, so let's like figure out the shooting schedule. And it looks like In Love is Blind was in May 2021. And he was 25. Perfect Match was March 2022. He was 26. And After the Altar was August 2022 and Love is Blind Reunion was October.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like it definitely happened after the after Perfect Match, but then before the other stuff, allegedly.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because, if the baby's born already. So the and this person also outlines their TikTok is at me.kb, just so y'all want to know. I mean, it's all over Twitter too. So anyway, it's a little sus, but it's not super sus because it looks like this person might not have known, you know, who Bartice was.
Yeah.
Fully, maybe.
Well, and so then there's like the TikTok of like the woman holding the baby and it definitely looks to be the same baby.
Yes.
And then people are saying, oh, is this the blonde girl on the boat that people were talking about at the Love is Blind reunion? Maybe.
Could be because she is blonde.
Yeah.
In some ways. And then what's wild is that this woman posted like here's my baby shower. And there's a man that is not Bartice. Like it's a white man. With her. And then there's also her at the military ball, allegedly. And then they're like together, like quote unquote together. So people were like, I wonder if the paternity was called into question.
Maybe.
Yeah, because there's her like at a Marine Corps ball with this person.
Okay. So, well,
you know, whatever that may mean.
I mean, like, these are young people. There could be overlap. There could be confusion. Like,
correct.
She did not know she was pregnant. Like, how are we supposed to know?
Yeah, we don't know. And the point is, this is really messy. And I'm sure more stuff is going to come out.
Yes.
Because one thing these reality people love is being messy. So, you know, I just feel like that was maybe not the quickest bite, but I just. It's mess.
No, it's so on brand. We have to talk about it.
Correct.
And
listen to all the other mess, like with Asia and Mary. But like,
yeah,
this is the.
It's just a little teaser for the buffet. So correct. You can go over there.
Yeah, this
this one also. I saw you and Chappelle talking about this on Twitter, and it literally killed me. So we found out that Diddy has to pay Sting $5,000 a day for sampling Every Breath You Take without permission.
Correct. And I can't stop laughing because, again, folks maybe know the song I'll Be Missing You by Diddy, Faith Evans, and 112. And you know, the song, like, is 97 in the summer. Yeah. Spent 11 weeks, like, number one, right? And it was after Biggie, I believe, passed away. So turns out he sampled it, but he Diddy never cleared the sample.
Which, like, samples are obviously huge and happen all the time, but it's like you have to like dot your I's and cross your T's. You can't just
correct
be reckless.
And that's why all you Beyonce haters that were like, why does she have 50 credits? This is why.
Yeah, like Beyonce's not paying anyone $5,000 a day. Okay.
No. Okay, please. So anyway, so then there is a clip of Sting on The Breakfast Club, which is a radio show, where he talks about how Diddy has to pay. And he was like, and they said, you know, Diddy reportedly pays $2,000, according to Sting. Mm-hmm. So Diddy retweeted and said, nope, $5K a day. Love my brother, official Sting.
So funny.
Yeah. So it's nearly $2 million a year. And you know, like talk about income, right? Like my God. And not only that, it's just what's crazy is, Diddy and Sting are friends after. And now I wonder if Diddy is not paying anyone else because that's a known thing. But maybe allegedly, sorry, because he is paying Sting.
I mean, it's possible. It is certainly possible. It's that's just a like that's almost $2 million a year just for this. Like Sting doesn't have to do anything. And like obviously Sting is also getting residuals for like the police and all his other stuff, but
yep.
Like he doesn't have to do shit. He could just relax.
Exactly. And turns out Sting also sued Juice WRLD and owned 85% of his song.
It's too much. You know what? He's got good lawyers.
That's what I'm saying.
And he can afford to pay them from what Diddy pays.
Yeah, no, yeah, and Sting even said that he put my kids through college. And then a Juice WRLD was like dragging Sting, or well, his team was. And Sting goes, yeah, I put my grandkids through college. Sting took 85% of Lucid Dreams.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. It's too much.
Yeah. And again, but Sting says he liked it, but he's like, I'm going to still get my money.
Well, yeah. Like, I bet if they had just approached Sting ahead of time, like, there's an option to not have to give up that much and, like, make a deal. But people don't always ask for permission. Yeah. And then they pay for forgiveness.
Yeah, and you know, RIP to Juice WRLD. Yeah. He did pass away in 2019, but it's just all of this is wild, is the point. Like Sting's lawyers be on it. Yes. And also this article on BuzzFeed talks about this, which I forgot, that Cisco gets no royalties from the Thong song because he didn't clear it from Ricky Martin's Living La Vida Loca. So every time he pays a Thong song, Ricky Martin getting the money. Or Desmond Child, who wrote it. But still, same thing.
Yeah, but nothing and none for Cisco.
No, allegedly. But anyway, that was just so funny. Because yeah. I'm just like, Diddy don't pay nobody. And turns out he is paying.
Yeah. He pays one buddy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh my God. And this last one, I'm in.
This one is like, if we had like any evidence, this would be like a major story.
Correct.
But it is the evidence is so thin. But this weekend, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet were sparking dating rumors. It's truly like a Mad Lib, you know? Obviously, the background, Kylie split from Travis Scott this past December, and Kylie and Timothy Chalamet both attended the Jean-Paul Gaultier fashion show in January, which someone sent in to Dumois.
Oh,
so then people are like, oh my God, they were both at the fashion show. Like, are they together? The original tip to Dumois said, Anon, please, multiple sources have told me that Timmy C has a new girl, Kylie Jenner. Another fan wrote in, I heard they are both going to be at Coachella. And a third person said, I can 100% confirm that. Another friend wrote, God. The streets are saying Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are dating. The Jenners are collecting my men like Pokemons.
Listen, I will never forget like the Bad Bunny thing.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, what could be more different than Kendall doing the PR thing with Bad Bunny and then Kylie with Timothy Chalamet. Like, I would love to see them on a double date. Like, what a weird group.
That's what I'm saying. But this is why I can't help but believe that all of this is fake.
Oh, I don't believe any of this. Like, and the number of people writing into Dumois, like, I truly believe in the bottom of my heart that Dumois gets a lot of tips from publicists and probably from like proxies of Kris Jenner herself. And I don't think that Dumois like purposefully posts like PR stuff. Like, I think like she's getting tips and she's going to go with what's
credible, that's what I
right?
think. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's get like, this is, I feel like this is just so fake.
1000%. Because again, what are the Kardashian Jenners about? You know, like, that's what I think I'm trying to figure out, because.
And like, they were just both at a fashion show. That doesn't mean that they were together. There's no clips of them like kissing. There's no clips of them at dinner. Like, there's clips of them at a fashion show in January and nothing else. If we see them hanging out at Coachella together, sure. That gives at least a little bit more credibility. But I like Timothée Chalamet is such a big name. He does not need the Kardashian Jenner PR machine. Like, he just doesn't need it. He's on another level.
Correct.
Like, God. I don't know. If people are saying you're the new Leonardo DiCaprio for your acting skills, you don't need this.
And why Kyle? That's what I'm saying. Like, what do they have on him?
Well, the thing is it's like, I just think this is a like a fake rumor. Like, until I see them doing an activity together, like, I don't even believe that there's a PR aspect. I think it's just fake.
Yeah. Like, who's following? I'm still on that, and I'm sorry, but who's following Kendall and Bad Bunny in a random place on a horse?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
It's too much. This too much. I'm tired of these Kardashian Jenners.
I'm so sick
tired of it, and I won't stand for it.
I will not stand for the Kardashian Jenners.
I will not. I'm taking mess magnets. It's taking us. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. Jokes. Oh my God. But yes, that is our episode for this week. Well, you know, our full episode, because the best is coming.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me, are you cutting me off?
No, I meant like our
what the heck?
Pop culture is done.
Oh, yes, the pop culture is done. And now it is time for everybody's favorite segment, Anonymous.
Rob's favorite segment.
Rob's favorite for sure. So this is another long one, and it is some family social media drama.
Oof, yes.
So the intro we got from our messenger is, this is multiple years of ongoing mess about my aunt and my mom, who are sisters, like on her mom's side, her aunt, not like on her dad's side.
Got it.
She tried to shorten it as much as possible and said we can cut it down if we only want to read some, but I'm just going to read the whole thing.
It's fine.
So the prologue is, in fall of 2020, our messenger blocked this aunt on Facebook because she told her aunt not to make fun of people with disabilities, and then like her aunt could not stop doing that.
Come on.
And the other part of the prologue is, in fall 2021, this aunt got gastric bypass surgery, which is the, like, people get weight loss surgery. It's controversial, but you can look up more info on that. I'm not a medical doctor. Okay, so part one. This is February 2022, okay? Mm-hmm. This is when our messenger's grandma passed away. And this is the grandma, like, on the mom's side. So the aunt and mother's parents.
Yeah.
Her aunt was a few states away visiting in-laws, a 1.5-hour flight or a 10-hour drive. Oof. So our messenger's mom called her sister to say, hey, our mom has passed away. And this woman's first response said, I'm not coming home early. And she stayed on the beach with her sister-in-law for 5 more days, which left our messenger's mother to handle all the funeral arrangements on her own. The date couldn't be finalized until the aunt came home, but she...
People can be so evil, you know, to their siblings. Like, my God.
Yes. And then the aunt also said, oh, we can't post anything on social media about the passing because I won't get additional paid bereavement days off from work if my boss knows that it happened during my vacation, which I think is just fake. Like, I think that's against labor laws. Like, if you're entitled to bereavement time, it can be added onto a vacation. Like, you don't know when someone's going to pass away. Stop it.
1,000. And there's ways. Okay. Just.
Yeah. It's it would like that's bullshit. So the aunt's husband said, no, like we have to go home. And the aunt was like, no, we're staying. Oh, meanwhile, her adult son was home alone grieving his grandmother, and she didn't even come home for her kids.
This is horrible.
What? A demon. Like, your aunt it belongs in hell.
Like, why? You know what I mean? But I guess some people just...
Yeah. So, during all of this as well, our messenger's mom didn't want to go pack up the house or anything because she wanted to give her sister a chance to see the house they grew up in one more time before it was all packed up.
Makes sense.
And like, yeah, she shouldn't have to pack that all up alone. Like,
that's all
your
all
family. Like, family should be coming together exactly. as a community in this situation. So the aunt returned home on a Sunday and did not go to the house. On the Monday, the aunt and mom went to lunch together and went over everything and then went to the house. That Tuesday, our messenger and her family had tickets to see Elton John. This was a concert that had been rescheduled multiple times during the pandemic. And even though she literally just arrived home on Sunday, the aunt goes, well, let's just have the funeral on Tuesday so you can go to the concert after.
Oh my God.
What the hell? No, literally, that's horrifying. So the next day, that Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, to give some context mm-hmm. of time. So the church said, no, you can't do it then. So the funeral happened on Thursday, which was over a week after the grandma had passed away. The aunt protested having it on Thursday and really wanted it to be on the Friday, which is our messenger's dead father's birthday. So she was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. My sister can just bury her mother on the day that would have been her, like, dead husband's birthday.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The selfishness of people.
Yeah. She then goes to her sister, like the aunt, and it goes to the mom and says, wow, you're being so difficult picking the date of the funeral when it could have happened the previous, like, right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Monday if she had just come home. But she wanted an extra week of PTO, so it couldn't happen like that.
But how can you even rest when your mom is not alive? Like, what is wrong with you?
I truly don't get it. Like, and actually, my mom did pass away while I was on a vacation visiting them. And I just stayed longer.
Yeah.
Like, I did. And, like, I talked to my boss and we arranged it at work. And he was like, here's how much PTO you have. Like,
yep.
Here's the amount of bereavement leave. Like, stay as long as you want. Like, you let me know when you'll be back. Because that's what normal people do. And, like, I'm sure that this aunt's boss also is like a normal person who would
unless
have
like
her.
The boss is like tired of her mess.
Yeah.
But still, so, no one's a horrible person with this stuff. My God.
Yeah, this is ugh. And so meanwhile, even before the funeral, her aunt and uncle tore the whole house apart. They had everything off the walls in boxes, furniture out to the curb.
Wow.
Like they got it all like torn apart really fast.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, like good and bad, but it seems like they didn't include her sister or messenger's mother, which is kind of messed up. So the house then took months to sell, which made the aunt mad because she wanted the money from the house to put a down payment on a new house for herself.
My God. These people like don't deserve.
It's like this woman is horrible. And so like since February 2022 or March 2022,
mm-hmm.
the whole family's been really mad at her for not coming home, but like never said anything. So then we have
like, what do you even say to these people?
Like,
but yeah,
some people you just can't reason with, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's horrible. So part two is a little bit more messy. So in September of 2022, the aunt retired at 60 years old from her secretary job, which she had been doing for 9 years. So it seems like the aunt was a bit of a job hopper.
Got it.
And working there for 9 years is her biggest accomplishment. Our messenger does make a point that her sister, who is 30, has been a teacher for as long as this aunt worked as a reception. Like,
wow.
Secretary. So just, yeah. The family did not congratulate her on her retirement. So she flipped out on Facebook. She blocked our messenger's mom and sister, their cousins, her the messenger's mom's friends, and then started making constant Facebook statuses about them for months. Which the other relatives who were not blocked showed them all the time.
Of course. Yeah.
So the range went from thanks to my sister for congratulating me on my retirement to my sister and nieces all need to lose weight. It's easy. Just diet and exercise. Remember, she had some weight loss surgery.
God.
So, you know, a little bit of a hypocrite there. Some other of these gems include, so sad that some people only care about money. I'm spending the holidays only with the people who care about me.
So yourself.
Yeah, this one is demonic. Quote, I was my parents' favorite. My sister only gave them grief. Excuse me.
Oh my God.
And then if you ever find yourself the victim of others' bitterness and jealousy, remember it's worse to be them. And then she comments on the post and writes, like, my sister. Like, making it very clear who she's talking about. And then the one last thing is that the night that this aunt blocked everybody and started with these just truly wild Facebook posts, our messenger's mom texted, like, the aunt's children, so our messenger's cousins, mm-hmm. and said, hey, I love you guys no matter what. Like, this is not about you. This is about your mom. Like, it's okay.
God.
And then the aunt texts her sister, the mom, and says, wow, how dare you bring my kids into this? You have some nerve being mad at me. Like, you shouldn't have gone to the Elton John concert when she took a week of vacation before dealing with anything.
You know, this sister probably always kind of got what she wanted.
100%.
So it was like consequences were never an issue at home for her.
Maybe she was the parent's favorite.
That's what I'm saying. But, or like the younger one.
I don't know. Like,
oh, just horrible.
Just horrible. I do love messy Facebook posts.
Correct.
But I am like so sorry, messenger, to your family for dealing with all of this, because this, like, having like an unhinged aunt is one, like, I think everyone has like one at least who's like a little bit.
Yes.
But not to this extent, not everybody. And like, it's just always so much drama.
Oh my God. This is just so pathetic. You know what I mean? Everyone, I'm sorry that you, and especially your mom, has to deal with all of this, messenger. Yeah. But
oh my God.
Also, it's like the selfishness of people knows no bounds. And especially when like money and all of this stuff is involved, it's just people get so bizarre.
Literally, it's so weird. It is just so strange.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm just in shock, you know, how you could treat, I don't have a sibling, but like how you can treat like someone that's also going through grief like this.
It's messed. It's so messed up. But we appreciate you for sharing. If anyone else has mess, please send it to us. tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We are once again asking for your anonymous submissions. Please.
Please. Come on. Hello.
Ugh, please.
We need them.
And then, so I think that's it. We did it.
Oh, this was great. Thank you, Kirsten, for educating us.
And thank you, Sasha, for also everything that you contributed as well. Great job to both of us. Yes. If you also think we did a great job, you can tell us by leaving us a 5-star rating and review your podcast catcher of choice. 5 stars only. We do not accept less. Even if you have something negative to say, we won't be able to read it if it's not accompanied by 5 stars. So just keep that in mind. Once again, you can get your UMess merch at robhaswebsite.com/shop. And you can follow us at Mess Magnets or at Mess.Magnets on TikTok. And we'll be posting a lot over the next little bit to get everything ready for our 1-year anniversary of Mess Magnets. I can't believe it's been a year.
Just I know. I like, how?
Literally, it feels like it's been less than a year, but also like it's been 4 years. Like, it's just
correct.
So weird.
Both are correct.
And I just feel so lucky that I get to talk to you every week.
Same.
But Sasha, if people are looking to hear more from you in the meantime, where can they find you?
Yes. In addition to obviously being on here, I am covering a new show called The Power, which is on Amazon Prime, which it will be on post-show recaps. We just put out episode 4 of The Power. It is on the Everything is Super feed. So look that up. Honestly, again, just an amazing show, a very timely show. Women just like being amazing. This last episode was about women protesting in Saudi Arabia and using their electric power to kind of get their cultural power back. So just a really beautiful show, and like everyone should watch it, especially if you're like not as much. Everyone should be a feminist. So if you're a feminist, you should be watching this show, I believe. And in addition to that, I will be on Big Brother stuff this week and something new coming on Wednesday. So follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know everything I'm up to. And what about you, Kirsten?
Yes. So obviously here, I'll be here as well over on Kowski Cast. Frail Mary and I are talking about the last season of Riverdale, which is totally unhinged. Also catch BoJack Horsepod. We're breaking down Tuca and Birdie. And I, too, will be on a Big Brother recap this week. So you can catch the Big Brother Canada content there. But we will be back next week with our 1-year episode of Mess Magnets. And we will see you then. Bye.